welcome to the council meeting for the 8th of the 3rd, 2022. I'll remind councillors to use their microphones when they are talking, please, and those people in the gallery that wish to ask questions, I'll ask you to use the microphone as well. This is being recorded, so it is a little bit harder with masks on at the moment. So welcome, everyone, and we'll make a start. So we have present those, as you see, sitting around the table. We have apologies, well, not apologies, the Deputy Mayor is zooming in at the moment. He is on the screen for those that you can and can't see in a reclined position. So in attendance. Yes, so he has had an operation. So he has had an operation on his knee, so he's not there. So I'd like to make an acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge the Palitore and Panahia past peoples and the traditional owners and custodians on the land on which we gather today and pay our respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, island peoples here today. Thank you. Moving along. Somebody like to confirm the minutes of the previous meeting, please? Councillor White, I'll have a seconder for that. Councillor King, thank you. Any discussion from councillors before I put the motion? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Aye. Aye. Thank you. That's unanimous. Chloe, thank you. Moving over to the council workshops since last meeting is, as in the agenda, you have the announcements by the Mayor that is there. Any announcements by councillors? Take that as nil. Any declarations of interest, General Manager?
Nil.
Thank you. Tabling actions on petitions?
Nil.
Thank you. We'll move into public question time. The rules for public question time are there. Public question time will go for no longer than 30 minutes. That is a question that you'll ask of the council. It's not a debate, so therefore it'll be either taken on notice or answered straight out as we go through that. All right, so we're away then. Public questions. So there were no public questions taken on notice. There were no public questions with notice. And we'll move into public questions without notice. And I'll start. I have a list of in front of me. I've got one person in front of me at the moment and others, no doubt. So I'll ask you to come forward and state your name and where you live, please, and ask your questions. And you have 3 minutes. To ask a question, and at about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I'll ding the bell just to let you know if you're getting towards the time that you need to finish up. So I'll ask Harvey G to come forward. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, councillors, municipal manager, we've got 9 concerned farmers here today with land surrounding or adjacent to the prison. And we have major concerns. The first, and I'll ask the council to answer these as I put them very quickly. This lies on a major tourist route, this proposed site. People getting off the ferry at 5:30 at night, they come down the hill into the Meander Valley. First thing they see is the prison lit up like a beacon. This sends very bad messages to our clients, proposed clients of medicinal cannabis with TAS alkaloids. It's a very, very bad look overseas. I'm sure the council can do a lot better than put a prison there. The stigma and everything else that attaches to it, I'll ask for council views on that.
I can open it up for the councillors to give their view, but I imagine it'll be taken on notice, Harvey.
But I'll
do that. I'll ask the councillors if they want to make comment on that. Take it on notice. Oh, it's up to each councillor whether you want to or not.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your question, Mr. G. I think what I probably... I'll just first say, council's not putting a prison at the Ashley Youth Detention Site. And I think we're all aware of that. And I feel like, I think you'd know that there's a lot of questions you're probably going to ask that we don't know the answer to. There's a process at the moment for a consultation. There's a couple more sessions to go. And I'm sure a lot of people here have been to them, and if they haven't, then that's a good opportunity to go and raise some of these concerns. And from that, a lot of your questions will probably be answered.
With the greatest respect, Councillor...
Sorry, Mr G, you asked a question of councillors. I'm going to ask if the other councillors want to respond to your question, to be fair. Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I have lots of concerns about the prominence of that site. We may well have to assess that as a planning authority in some way going forward. Is it the best place that you can have a prison, I guess, at the moment is the question. Can you deal with matters that the state government see as important in a way that gives you a good outcome all round? And that we will need to do a lot more work and hopefully have an open discussion as both a municipal level and state level as to the way forward. And hopefully that will happen and not just announcements that this is where you're going to get something. And as I say, a lot more water under the bridge, but you know, if we're going to have a northern prison, let's get it right. It will be there for decades to come. Let it be a really good outcome and not just ticking a box.
Thanks, Councillor Simpson. Councillor White?
Just further to Councillor Cameron's reply to you, Mr G, it's not, the council isn't putting the prison there, the state government is. It's a state government proposal, not a council proposal.
Yes, but with the greatest respect, Councillor, the council voted on it without consultation with the residents, with the ratepayers, and the consultation, so-called consultation, came later. You go to the consultations, you'll get two different opinions from the two different officers in charge of the consultation. It's just most unsatisfactory. You don't get any real answers. Now, I'll ask you, there's 1,000 acres at Rochalie being offered for the purpose in the bush, out of sight of a tourist corridor, close to the inhabitants, 250 detainees in Risdon from Rochalie of the 600. This site would be not in any tourist corridor. Mr Nagorka has also 250 acres in that vicinity. It's just an absolute nonsense to put it in this tourist corridor with all the stigma attached to it. And I ask you, really, has anyone really thought this out?
Any other questions, Mr G? You've got 15 seconds.
The distances for relatives visiting the prisoners is a nonsense. On the mainland, they have seven times the distance. This is just a nonsense to bring unwelcome class of people into the district. And this is a great concern to farmers' security. Most farms these days have $500,000 worth of machinery lying about. They've got children waiting to go to school at lonely bus stops. The whole thing is just a very bad fit for this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. G. Thank you. Anybody else with a question? Councillor Sinfield?
Just a suggestion. If Mr. G had a whole lot more questions that he hasn't had answered, could he submit those and we can get him an answer?
He could submit them, or when we get to potentially other people, not when we're getting towards question time, I might ask Mr G to come forward again to finish off. Yes, Mr G.
Julie G. Exton. This council, I read in the minutes some years ago, and Deborah White was one of the people who voted for the prison at Ashley. I have read in the notes more than 2 years ago that they voted for a prison at Ashley, this council. A prison, not a youth detention centre. They voted for a prison. And then they went to an election, a council election, without even letting the people know. Nobody asked this community, this Meander Valley community whether they wanted a prison or not. They voted for a prison at Ashley, and Councillor White was one of the people who voted for the prison. And then you went to a council election knowing full well that the community did not know about it. Due process hasn't been adhered to. That's all I've got to say. It's shameful of this council not to include the community in the decision making. You only get good communities if you do the right thing by your community and ask them if they want a prison in the area. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Mrs. G. And I'll respond to some of that in the sense that yes, the previous council obviously did write to the state government and identified Ashley as a potential site for a prison. With this current council has not voted one way or the other on a prison site in the Meander Valley at all. And then, therefore, we did go to election as councillors representing, putting ourselves up there, but a prison wasn't something that was in, I'm sure, in our mind at the times when we went to election. So... Well, thanks, Mrs. G. That's my view on that. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If I could, I was one of the people that did vote in favour of the what was it called, the expression of interest going to the then Premier. In my mind's eye, I was imagining a couple of huts reminiscent of Hayes Prison Farm, probably without a fence around them. They were just going to be for people that were obliged to be in prison but were no harm to anybody, and it would make it easier for those people that had families in the north. The furthest thing from my mind at that stage was the word maximum security or big fences or bright lights or anything else. It was, in my mind, something, and I think it was, you know, I still cannot understand why Hayes was closed, and it was to a simple basic accommodation, no fences or minimal fences that would in some way replace Hayes for northern people. So again, I'll say maximum security was the furthest thing from my mind when we voted for that expression of interest. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Councillor Temple. Do you want to comment on that?
Yep. Just a couple of points of clarification around Council's consideration of the matter. The 2017 motion that Council adopted a favourable position to recommend Ashley was set aside last year by a motion of this Council, the current Council, and that motion, in essence, I'd have to look at the detail of the wording, but my recollection of that motion was that it determined the 2017 motion was no longer relevant to the current considerations on the table in terms of prison proposals.
Thank you. Anybody else? Questions from the floor? Yep. Mr. Badcock.
On Badcock from Exton, Mr. Mayor, General Manager, Councillors. I live in the Exton area, but more importantly, I live about 400 metres from the eastern boundary of Ashley. We've had a lot to do with Ashley over the years, and I'll just have a little bit of background here, because as I look around, I see some of the councillors are not as old as what I am and may not be aware of some of the doings of Ashley in the early days. Back in the late 90s, Ashley, which had morphed into a detention centre from its previous years of wards for the state, and prior to that its first construction back after the First World War, we had lots of incidences where the detainees thought it was more fun to be outside than what it was inside, and as a consequence of that, we had trespass and escapes, and it actually used to be in the Examiner, amongst other news media, on more than a regular basis, to the point where the then Labor government decided that they probably needed to do something, because we'd made that much of a ruckus about it. We were fed up with it, to be perfectly honest, and told them they should bulldoze the damn place. And we were quite lightly told that that was never going to happen. So about 2000, the Neighbours of Ashley, which was the group that I was a member of, we actually worked with the state government and we worked with the architects, and we ended up with Ashley redevelopment, which costed around about $5 to $7 million, I believe. I would need to check those figures. So my question to council is, there seems to be a lot of chat about a prison. They seem to think that Ashley has passed its use-by date. We've just spent $7 million there.
of taxpayers' money, your money, my money, everybody else's money, and all of a sudden the Premier said we're going to close it in 3 years. My thoughts would be is that Ashley needs to be redeveloped for fit for purpose for a therapeutic model, which everybody is talking about nowadays. Why would you want to knock that site down and put a prison there? I run a small business and I run a small farming operation, and waste is not one of the things that sits well with me. Surely Ashley would be far better. The community, the Meander Valley community, and especially Deloraine, has learnt to live with Ashley over the years. Ashley has morphed into something that it is now. It's not where it started from, but the community has gotten used to it. Why wouldn't we redesign, fit for purpose, support that development, and have Ashley as the northern detention centre for juveniles, a prisoners built somewhere else, and then a purpose-built youth detention centre is done in the south? You won't get a better area for rehabilitation of young offenders than what you've actually got there, especially if the farm was in more use. So my question to council is, will council support the redevelopment of the Ashley site to remain as a youth detention centre? Just very quickly, on the information sessions, all of a sudden, as of last Saturday, have become quite useful because there has been some information. Prior to that, two members of my family attended the information sessions on separate occasions and came home with nothing. The questions that they wanted answered, they couldn't get a thing. It upset my wife so much, she came home and did a two-hour brain dump, and I've got 26 questions here that she actually wrote out and went back to another session and presented it to them and said, we would like those questions answered, and we actually got answers to those questions. And I'm happy to share these with all councillors by email if they would like to actually get some other information, because if you've been to the information sessions prior to what happened on last Saturday when we all stumped up, you'd have got nothing.
Yep. Thanks for the question, Mr. Baker. We'll take that on notice. I'm certainly hearing what you're saying there, and that's a discussion for us councillors to have. So thanks for the question. Anyone else with a question from the floor? If not, Harvey, you got any other questions you wish to ask in the time that's remaining?
Mr. Mayor, at the public meeting at Deloraine, which I think council thought might be more expedient to have at Deloraine than Westbury, we had a show of hands that revealed 180 persons against the prison and 22 for. What would be your thoughts on that?
The question was asked and it was a show of hands. That was the number that was put.
Doesn't that indicate to council that it might not be a good fit for this municipality?
From those who were at that meeting? Absolutely, Harvey.
Thank you. Look, at the risk of being repetitive, I'll ask anyone else.
No.
I'm sorry, Neil Atkins speaking, if you can hear me there.
Yes, we can.
I'm just in my 80th year at Exton, so I've been around a while. This may seem a smart aleck question, but it's not. The government have been diddling around, now they're on their third try, to find a site to put this jail. I had 20 years experience on the Meander Dam from the very first meeting at Hagley, where the Rivers and Waters totally opposed the dam, to the last meeting I had with Paul Lennon, where after a failed attempt by private enterprise to get it up on the advice of the Labor government, it was quite obvious. We managed to get the dam up immediately after that meeting. The other issue that I was involved in, which is probably to some people more important, the highway between Deloraine and Westbury, known as the Exton Bypass. The fight went on for 3.5 years. There were no less than 3 inquiries, including the Legislative Council, which gave us full support from day one. And the government was still not only prepared to put it to, so prepared that we had to get the federal government involved, who came and overruled. And that's why we're supposed to have got the, which we did, the highway on the northern route beside the railway line. Now, one of the most disturbing things of that was, even after the decision was made by the federal government, the design at Deloraine had to be modified to continue on the northern route, not the southern. And the government of the time deliberately built the road so it could go on the southern route in the event that the next federal government was Liberal. In fact, everybody was surprised when Paul Keating got back in. But what got him back in was Houston trying to bring in the GST. Now, the government had to, the state government had to dig up what must have been $6 or $7 million worth of road that was deliberately built in the wrong place to win a political argument. So what I'm saying now is, please don't let the same thing happen again. I've spoken to a paid employee of the Liberal Party. She has now moved on to another job, socially, just having a meal at the Bush Inn Hotel. Her words were, I said, why can't this prison be built out in the northern suburbs of Launceston? There's areas out there where everything in its favour, economics, travelling, workforce, everything would be in its favour. She said, we can't build this prison close to the people of Rachel Lee. Now, for anybody that's following politics, they'd understand probably why. But is this council going to sit there and let the government play politics over an issue like this and cause stress out here? Now, back to the prison, like Mr. Badcock, I only saw the plans the other day, and I was horrified to think, to get this 10 or 11 hectares of prison, there will be have to be 4 walls close to 400 metres long. Imagine this 400 metre thing stretching almost from one highway to the other and parallel, you know, to both highways. They drew up something on the display to make it look pretty friendly, but it was a terrible, they admitted that only sort of superimposed something. Now, to me, this thing is a total environmental disaster to plant it there in the middle of a picturesque farming area, apart from all the other problems that people might say. So I'm sorry it's not a question. I held back because I thought we were only allowed to ask questions. So.
Well, you are, Mr. Atkins, but I'll let you have 5 minutes, so that's...
Mixed up in that, there are some questions.
There are, that's right.
If they can't be answered now,
thank
I just
you.
Want to make sure that the council works on getting them answered.
Thanks, Mr. Atkins. Thank you. All right, I'll wrap up question time there. Thank you for the gallery for your questions. Thank you for that. You may leave if you so desire at the moment when we move into our planning authority items. It is up to you. If you want to go now, go. If not, sit and wait. That's up to you guys. All right, so while you leave, we'll head in. So for the purpose of considering the following planning authority items... Sorry? Oh, did I? Sorry, I went past that. Councillor, I do apologise. Councillor, question time. Councillor, questions taken on notice. There are nil. Questions, councillor, questions with notice. Nil. Councillor, questions without notice. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual question. Is there any update on the proposed prison?
No, there is not from me. Thank you. Any questions? Any? Jim? No. No, there are no questions. No updates. Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? No other questions? My apologies for moving forward there. I got ahead of myself. Okay, deputations from a member of the public. Nil? Okay, thank you. Planning authority items. For the purpose of considering the following planning authority items, Council is acting as a planning authority under the provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. We're heading into Planning Authority 1, 74 Barrack Street, Deloraine. Do we have a mover for this particular planning item? Councillor Sheriff, thank you. A seconder, please. I've got to keep it on. Councillor Kelly, you'll have to make a noise if you wish to move or second, because just to make sure that I'm aware of it. Councillor Cameron has seconded that. Thank you. As the mover of the motion, Councillor Sheriff.
I'll just put it to the rest of the councillors for discussion at this point, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron is the seconder.
It's cheating, Councillor Sheriff. No, thank you. Look, I am, I guess, to see a development of seven units at once and then again and the same agenda is a little bit odd and different, and that probably does raise some concerns around different things like access and parking. But I'm happy to proceed. I think that Heidi's done a great job with everything that she's presented, so that's all from me.
And I've jumped the gun because we may have the developer want to make a comment.
Oh, cool, man.
I know.
Just remember what I said.
But he doesn't. Thank you. Sorry for not giving you that opportunity before we headed into a mover and a seconder. Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Open up for discussion and debate, councillors. Questions? Questions of the planners? Councillor White? No? Just moving your microphone. Okay. Councillor Temple?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to the easement for a road adjacent on the northern boundary. What is the future of that in view of this development and potential in the future? What do we do with such roadways that don't appear that they'll ever be used?
Thanks for the question, Councillor. I'll refer that to GM in the first instance.
Put in when two bobs worth of when you want, Dino. But in essence, just because it's not used now doesn't necessarily mean that it would not be used in the future in terms of an apparent immediate need. Where we think it is very clear that it's no longer required, we'd look to manage that in the circumstance of the situation that's presented, rather than, so there's no blanket rule around those sort of road reserves, footpaths, all those sort of things. So
through you, Mr. Mayor, just to further to the GM's comments, Councillor Temple, in the future, you know, subject to what further development might occur, should that road reserve not be required for any development or for roadways to service development, it then opens up opportunities potentially for the Crown to then discuss with adjoining landowners around opportunities for lease or for purchase of that. There's also discussions around whether the Council requires the preservation of that space for drainage infrastructure, overland flow paths or pedestrian connectivity. So there's a few different, you know, considerations that would have to be undertaken down the track, I would suggest.
So a follow-up question, Dino, while you're there, from my point of view, is there a threshold or anything that actually makes Council look at road reserves with the idea of potentially opening them up when there are subdivisions occurring? Or is it... Sorry for asking a hard question, but... Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Look, certainly if it's a application for subdivision,
mm-hmm,
under the under sort of log bump, you know, the which is local government building and miscellaneous provisions act, the council has power there to, you know, look at the requirements around the subdivision in terms of whether or not there's new roads created. I guess the consideration for us is the benefit to the community around opening creation of new assets. The Local Government Highways Act, from an infrastructure perspective, will, I suppose, provide council with a head of power around the specific form of construction for that to provide access to land. But, yeah, I guess the trigger is around whether it's we're looking at a land subdivision versus, in this instance, there's no subdivision per se. It's a unit development, so there's a trigger point there.
Okay.
And, look, certainly developers could approach council and have a conversation around whether they want to provide new roadwork to service their development, and that then opens up discussions around, well, who's going to pay for it and what's the ongoing cost and maintenance implications and things like that. So it's
Question? Thanks, Dino. Councillor Temple.
Just a follow-up question, if I may, Mr. Mayor. Would it be reasonable to assume if that easement had already become a road, that it was a normal roadway, that the development may well then have direct access onto that road, and then not the need for it to be a battle axe block, meaning that there will be a larger block on the corner, and that the next one that we were dealing with may well be a battle axe off that same road, requiring a shorter driveway than it will require, which is not part of this. I realise that's part of the next application.
That's a hypothetical question, Councillor. I understand where you're coming from.
But it would be a far more elegant solution, I would have thought.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue one way or the other on that one, Councillor. But I guess what we have to look at is what's in front of us at the moment, not what potentially could have been. So, councillors, any other questions? Comments? Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, my comment probably goes to what we're just discussing. You just would have thought there might have been a solution that would tend to reduce the amount of traffic, especially on the block in between the two battle axe handles, so to speak, accesses to the internal lots that would have reduced the pressure on the road network of West Barrack. Just would have thought they were better outcomes, but we are dealing with what's before us, and we just have to deal with that. But West Barrack, I'm also disappointed that, and that's probably down to us as a council to some extent, is that further down West Barrack is a very wide street, very easy to drive up and down, and I get repeated comments now from people up the higher end of West Barrack about the narrowing of the road, especially for someone parked there. It's not actually easy at all to have two other vehicles negotiate the parked vehicle, and we're now going to be adding significant amount of 14 times whatever the current vehicle movements per day is a significant number. Yes, I know it's past the muster, so to speak, from the road authority, but you add that in and then further pressure from more developments further up the road. I just think there would have been better outcomes by opening up Western Street or whatever the side one is than the way we're going about it, but it is what it is.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor White?
Just a comment on, we see many, many, many of these. I think every meeting there's one or two in front of us. I find it a bit depressing to see this continuous use of space of the kind that we see in front of us. It would be lovely to see development go the way of shared space, say duplexes or townhouses, so that there's more shared open space. And I look forward to the day when that happens.
Okay. Thanks, councillors. Any other questions or comments? Councillor Temple?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm still confused because when we look at that roadway that isn't being made, there is a lot of other land around it that may well be subdivided in the years to come. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't council have been ahead of the game and turned that into a road before this development became before us? When should it have been done? When is too late?
I guess do we look at every town in the municipality? Have we got the time and effort to look at every town in the municipality to see whether there's a potentially road? I'm not defending or answering your question, Councillor. I guess it's a tough question. There is? Yeah.
Going up the hill many more on the battle axis,
Can't answer that one, councillor. Any comment, Tim? No.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the only thing I'd add is simply that council needs to be developing infrastructure in line with actual demand, and getting ahead of the game complicates the issue in terms of developer contributions and the recouping of that investment. So whilst it's in an ideal world, we might foresee these things and develop all of that infrastructure, the reality is we can't afford to get ahead of that demand curve.
Thanks, gentlemen. I noticed Councillor Kelly has a question.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Look, I think Councillor Temple makes a very good point, and it's a question that I quite often ask myself and roll it round and round through my head. I think long-term planning outcomes, I think it's are getting poorer and poorer. And I sort of wind it back to, I think now there's a lot more of an expectation placed on the developer to improve the infrastructure, the likes of roads where there's road reserves and so forth, to contribute, where I can only help but think once, maybe 40, 50, 60 years ago, that it was something that the council took the initiative of doing, was actually having the vision, saying, okay, well, if we open up these roads, then that will allow for development, rather than the first handful of the developers having it, the onus put on them to contribute, because they're going to look for the cheapest and most possible way to develop their land, whether it's the best outcome long term or not, in my view.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Councillor King.
I've got a great deal of empathy for the representatives with these applications, and I share their concerns with regard to traffic movements. That said, I also have an appreciation for the work invested by the planning staff and acknowledge that their role is to interpret the planning scheme. It bothers me that an increasing number of applications are coming to council in the names of third parties rather than the applicants or the landowners. This has caused issues for decision makers in the past and is likely to in future. And I also acknowledge that our planning scheme is far from perfect. These applications concern me, and that in line with Councillor White's comments, I am concerned that the fabric of our regional towns is changing, and I acknowledge that there is a balance, but my interpretation at the moment is that we're losing that balance. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor King. Well, Councillor, now the questions, comments. Councillor Sinfield, was that a
question, if I may?
Yes.
If we were to reject this proposal on the grounds, because you know, some of the discretions go to the things we're sort of talking about, if I can find the right page, traffic generation at a vehicle crossing, level crossing, etc. Is there propensity to revisit the things that we're discussing in terms of altered layout and access?
Natasha?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. What I'm hearing is that there is concern in relation to the access in terms of where the units are coming in from. In terms of a head of power in the planning scheme, what we would look for to assess against, there isn't the power there to require a new road to be constructed for this particular property in a sense of the reserve road that we're talking about. What we have to look at, and one of the criteria that we're assessing, is how many accesses to the frontage are proposed. So there is only one access. So technically, this proposal complies with the access requirements. We've also got a traffic impact assessment that is explaining that the intensification on this development on West Barrack Street is considered appropriate. It's considered to still be efficient and safe in terms of the manoeuvrability of users in that particular area, and our road authority have accepted that report. So in relation to access, in terms of the intensification and vehicle manoeuvrability on site, we have assessed this as being compliant with the scheme.
Thanks, Wayne. I'd like to thank the planners for their work on this. We need to be mindful that obviously this complies with the planning scheme, so if it happened to go to tribunal, it'd probably get overturned anyway. I'd be disappointed if that road wasn't considered to be put in as a road at some point and not just sold off, because I think it'd make the land around it a lot more attractive for other, you know, proposed subdivisions and whatnot. I'd also like to thank the applicant for considering to do this in Meander Valley. Obviously, we've got a shortage of housing at the moment, and to add this amount of houses to our area, I think, is a bonus. So I'll be supporting it. Thanks.
Myself off. Thank you, Councillor Sheriff. And on that basis, then, I'll put the motion. So all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Thank you. Councillor Kelly, Sheriff Johnson, Cameron White and Friedrich. And those against, Councillor King and Temple, and Councillor Sinfielders. Okay, thank you.
I'm opposed to the development per se, but I just think there could have been better way.
Motion is carried. Thank you. Thank you. Moving on to Planning Authority 2. Planning Authority 2, 70 West Barrack Street. Do I have somebody to move? Somebody to second that? Councillor Cameron, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Sheriff, thank you. Councillor Cameron, as the mover of the motion.
No, I think it's pretty similar to the previous one, but I did want to add that I've read the representations, and I do feel for people that, particularly people that have had such open space in their backyard, and now that, you know, they're going to have people living there, it does take a bit of adjustment. I've been there myself, but that's the joys of living in a town. So I do appreciate their concerns, so I just wanted to make that noted.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Sheriff, as a seconder?
No, I'll just open it up for discussion. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor King?
I just reiterate that my comments from the previous item are identical this time.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, just exactly that. The same relevant issues are relevant for this one as the last one. So, yeah.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, questions, councillors? Councillor Sheriff.
I was going to actually ask this in the last one, but has there been any consideration to the upgrade of the top end of Barrack Street? I've actually always looked at that street, and you drive up the main part of Barrack Street and it's nice and wide, and then it looks like this little goat track. Is there any further plans to upgrade that curb and gutter, whatnot, in the near future or not?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. There's no current sort of projects on our program of works, if you like, to upgrade it, but I suppose extending that curb and channel and, you know, footpath or piping open drains, I guess that'll come once we can see what's going to happen with development within that land to the west, because that was rezoned a number of years ago to residential, you know, up through that valley. So I guess decisions around future work up there will be, I guess, considered at the time that development occurs or is close to occurring. Yeah.
Thanks, Dino. I guess, Councillor, you can bring that forward as a works project if you want to put it on the table. Thank you. Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, just something I'd just saw the other day and totally forgot about it. It said in the somewhere in the agenda document for both these blocks that attached there was a requirement for detention basins or whatever the answer is, was attached as a whatever, but it wasn't in the documents anywhere, and I meant to clarify that. Are we not now putting that sort of information in there? And the reason I ask is I know, for example, the one further down or just round the corner in opposite 22 Tower Hill Street, the doctor's practice in Deloraine, when that internal lot subdivision was done, there was considerable debate and changes made to on-site detention, and we were fully aware of part of the assessment that we made of exactly what that was, but I've seen nothing, I could be wrong on that, but I've seen nothing in the document about the detention. So we're actually approving a development that says there's something attached when we don't know what that is. I fully realise that that's done by a different department or whatever, but it does come under as a note attached to the actual document that we're voting on and approving or otherwise.
Thanks, Councillor. Jared Preston.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We don't have the power under the planning scheme to enforce detention. We just noted at that stage, so that it gets picked up through the plumbing application stage, and that's when it's enforced. Just to let
it says in
can you use your microphone, Councillor? Sorry.
It says in the first note, stormwater detention is required for this development. Please see attached letter regarding the provision of detention as part of the actual documents that we're voting on. We're voting on what was the recommendation before us, but that has condition in that notes on the same or it's not there for us to see what we're doing, something in similar to that debate.
Who would like to answer that one? Natasha?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The note is referring to a letter that our stormwater authority has drafted. It's probably an omission. Generally, we don't put that in because it's just an administrative letter that goes out with a subsequent decision going to council. It's got no bearing on the application in a sense that, as Jared has informed, it's not something that we can condition for through the planning application, but rather an identification that there will be the need for stormwater detention to occur on site. But we will note that and remember to include that in subsequent or in further council meetings.
Thanks, Natasha. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Sinfield.
Just a late one, a thought that came. We required, don't like the word, but there's a mention there in the permits about not obstructing the open swale. For those who've been around for a while and know why my antipathy to that one. But is it possible, for example, to put a road on an open swale? And what I'm saying here is maybe, I can't, there's probably no reason and it would be a cost to the developer that at some point in the future should Western Street be open, actually developed, that you could actually put another exit out onto that street. So in other words, you do the development as proposed and at some future point, would you be allowed to have a road, a road that's sat down in the swale, I guess you'd say, or is it typically that the amount of water coming down there would render that an inoperable solution?
You're again asking a hypothetical, I guess, Councillor, but if somebody wants to try and answer that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the 100-year flows down that valley are reasonably significant, so I wouldn't be looking at a sort of a driveway per se being inundated during that significant event. For Western Street, if it was constructed in the future as a road continuing all the way through, we'd need to look pretty closely at the hydraulics and what flow would overtop that road, just from a safety perspective.
Thanks, Derno. Okay, Councillor, now the questions, comments. Councillor Sheriff, as the seconder of the motion.
No, I don't have anything further to add, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron is the mover. That's a no. Okay, I'll put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. Thank you. Frederick Sheriff White, Cameron, Johnston, Kelly. Those against? King and Temple. And Councillor Sinfield is abstaining. Thank you. Motion is passed. Okay, we move out of the Planning Authority, part of the Council agenda. Those that want to leave can leave. Thank you. We move into the Municipal Boundary Adjustment, which is Development and Regulatory Services 1. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Cameron, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor King, thank you. A bit slow, Andy. Councillor Cameron as the mover.
No, just really to thank Krista for her work on this, because I know that it's gone on for quite some time, and I appreciate the effort she's put in, and glad that it's been resolved, and even more excited that it's resolved to be Meander Valley. Everyone, woo.
Thanks. We'll have to change Wikipedia now to expand our boundary municipality by that little bit. All right, Councillor King is the seconder.
Thank you. Not a lot to say apart from this seems like a very sensible outcome to what's been an ongoing and long and silly situation.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
Any flagging what's diagonally opposite on the, nothing to do with this in a sense, but the same issue, diagonally opposite side of the road where the boundary goes around a dog leg, it doesn't match the property that's in the corner there at the southern end of image 1 on page 263. Is that just a
computer error?
Computer error, or is have we got the same issue there?
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? If not, I'll go back to the second of the motion, Councillor King. Anything further? Nope. Councillor Cameron as the mover? Nope. All right, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is... Yeah, thanks, Count. That's unanimous. I don't think he'd take any notice of me, Councillor Temple. Thank you. Okay, Infrastructure 1, the names of the roads. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second that? Thank you. Councillor White, seconder. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor White. Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Yeah, look, I appreciate names of streets that I can spell, so I'm pretty happy with this one. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
Was this advertised and there was no...
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I've discussed with Place Names Tasmania whether these names are acceptable, and they've advised that they are at this stage.
Thank you.
Have we normally in the past advertised or had feedback?
Well, everyone's shaking their head, councillors, so I gather we don't. All right, any other discussions, councillors? The floor is yours. If not, Councillor Cameron as seconder. Councillor White as the mover. Nothing. All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Councillor Kelly, round the tap. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Okay, somebody like to move that the meeting is closed to the public, please? Councillor Cameron?
That was Councillor White.
Oh, was it? Sorry. I heard that Thank you. Seconder. Somebody like to second that motion? Councillor King? I think she did. Hand went up, so I thought she did. Okay. So all those in favour, please say aye. Against? Carried. Thank you.